Hello, hello, and welcome to Wellness Deconstructed. I'm your host, Sia Jaffer, and today's guest is a girl dad and a dog dad, and is super passionate about responsible pet ownership. He's a CrossFit Level 1 coach for 4 years and has been doing bodybuilding for the last 5 years. He's the owner of Shiv Samani Fitness. I gave it away there, you know who it is already, and has started a new initiative called Rotator, which is a digital wellness platform that provides 360 degrees wellness solution. You know who it is. Welcome, Shiv Samani.
Thank you very much, Sia.
Thanks for being here. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
What excited me the most is this digital wellness platform. Mm-hmm. And you said it provides 360 degrees wellness solution.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about it?
So basically, Rotator in itself, the name is a palindrome. You can write it forwards and backwards in the same way.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and that's the same way we want to look at fitness and wellness in general. We want to look at it in all aspects, not missing anything. So your body, your mind, your soul. Body with your workouts and how you eat, your mind with and soul with basically providing counseling services, providing yoga, meditation products on the app. And also, we're going to be providing apparel, so you look good, you feel good about yourself while you're going to work out and just going about your day. Basically, just encompassing everything and providing that community feel on this platform.
That's amazing. I feel like those are like my values. That's what I stand for, like encompassing the whole, all aspects of wellness.
Yeah.
So this is going to be so cool. Has it been launched already?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's close, so I don't mind talking
I'm excited
about it now.
to look at it and explore it.
Yeah.
So you are a CrossFit Level 1 coach, mm-hmm. and you do bodybuilding. Are the two things different?
Yes, they are. I started off with bodybuilding, and bodybuilding is more aesthetics. It's okay. more about, by aesthetics we mean, it's more about how you look, about your body structure, your aesthetics body, basically. As much muscle as you can build to look as good as you can be. That beach body thing, yeah. And CrossFit is more about how fit you are, getting to your fittest in an all-round manner in terms of different facets of working out. From there's a bit of bodybuilding, there's a bit of weightlifting, there's a bit of gymnastics. So it encompasses everything, basically.
So that, like, you feel like CrossFit encompasses like overall fitness.
Yes.
Okay. So, and what did you start with? Bodybuilding, right?
Yeah.
And what made you get into bodybuilding?
So I got into bodybuilding because there's different reasons. Obviously, one reason is, you know, we were younger and the people we looked up to in the action movies were kind of buff and the music videos were built.
Yeah.
So that's what we grew up seeing from, you know, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown or whoever it is to Steven Seagal, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you kind of wanted to look like that. Those were kind of the idols at the time. And then it grew to also just wanting to impress girls and other people, to also now just you wanting, me wanting to just add, to just build muscle and feel good about myself. So it kind of went from external motivation, which was, I think, the initial part of things, to more internal motivation, to just when you start to see the results, you're like, okay, I like what I see, and it comes more for you than for other people. That's kind of how it began initially.
That's cool. So when did it become like more of a wellness thing for you?
Now, it became more of a lifestyle for me when, so, okay, I don't tell the story much, but I seem to only tell it on podcasts.
Interesting.
I don't talk about it as much in everyday life, but I was involved in 3 car accidents within a span of a year and a half. Drunk driving, me driving, and, you know, no injuries to anyone. And what happened is, I think after the 3rd one, I kind of had to, like, you know, sit down and have a meeting with myself. And I realized that this, if I continued on that trajectory, I wouldn't be here for longer, or someone else that's close to me would not be here because of, you know, something that could be avoided. So I kind of quit alcohol at the time for about 2 years and just went into the gym every day, twice a day for 2 years. And I think that's when I made the most progress. And from then on, it was like, this is it for me. This is my life. This is what I love. This is, because I was inspiring people on the way. I was inspiring myself. I was living a better, more fulfilling life. Mm. And I think I just ran with it from then.
Yeah. That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all of us, like, get to this point in our lives where, like, okay, this is it. We need to, like, reconfigure ourselves, reconsider what we're doing in life so that we can lead a better life.
Like, yeah.
Everyone has that. That point in their lives, right?
Yeah.
And it's really good, like how you said, meeting with yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a very crucial thing in your personal wellness journey, where mm-hmm. you actually sit with your thoughts, sit with what has been going around you and within you, mm-hmm. and meet that. Mm-hmm. Meet that devil inside you, the monster inside you, and then figure out a way to move ahead. Mm-hmm. And be like, okay, I want to live a better life.
Yeah, I feel like it does have to come from you at the end of the day. That motivation has to really come from inside.
Yeah.
As much as you may tell someone or you may hear, if you don't want to, it kind of won't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that internal motivation has to be there. Sometimes it's forced upon you for external reasons, but sometimes it's also just internal. But yeah, it kind of has to come from you first.
Yeah, I love that. I always say that silence is the best way you can take care of yourself, mm-hmm. or like start to take care of yourself. Even if it is like 5 minutes a day, you just like meet your thoughts wherever you are, understand them, because there comes a point where, or generally that's what happens, where your thoughts control you, mm-hmm. and until you like sit down and like pay attention to what's going on in your brain, then you're able to control them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. I love that.
True.
I think it's a great tip as well for anyone that is starting on their wellness journey, to find time to sit by themselves and listen to their thoughts and reconsider where they're going in their lives.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess that's where journaling comes in.
Exactly. Yeah. I love journaling, because it just, like, you can put everything out of your brain as well. So it's easier to see.
Yeah. You don't have to keep thinking about it. It's there for you. And you can move on to other things also.
So is that something that you incorporated in your life too?
Journaling? Yeah, but I'd say I don't journal in terms of like story time.
Yeah.
I journal more of just points. Yeah, anytime I think of something, I just put it down, because otherwise if I keep thinking about it, then I forget it, then I get frustrated that I forgot it.
Yeah.
I just rather just keep writing things down and then move on.
Yeah, that's a great way too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like there is a certain way to journal.
Okay,
it's like what works for you, right?
True.
Like whatever helps you release and put your emotions and thoughts on paper.
Yeah,
that works well.
True.
So I know that your journey has been about weight gain. Like in mine also, my struggle has been gaining weight for a really long time. And for that, like, I've explored so many different modalities of physical health, in terms of eating the right foods, getting the right nutrition, getting the right diet, and trying different workouts, like whether it's yoga, bar, weightlifting, bodybuilding, or even CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I tried all of this and I realized that not everything worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like I was trying all the cookie cutter approaches, but I didn't get the right guidance, maybe.
Mm.
Also because I'm like hypermobile, I have like food sensitivities. So I tried this metabolic balance diet. I tried it for like 3 days and I'm like, okay, no, this is not for me, because I'm starving.
Yeah.
Even when I'm eating a lot, I'm not eating enough carbs, complex carbs, I'm eating too much protein, it's not filling me, and I'm not staying full for longer. Then I tried yoga. Yoga was like the thing for me, and I realized I'm super like hypermobile, so I couldn't do like deep stretches. So I had to reduce on that. But again, I had to like figure out on my own. And the same thing happened with CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like I did CrossFit for like a month, and then I realized that it's draining me more than helping me gain weight.
Than leaving you energized.
Yeah, and like it would be to the point that I'd feel sick after doing a workout.
Mm.
So rather than having to like binge and eat to like catch up on everything that I've lost and build muscle, I was actually not eating at all. And I was just like in bed,
dangerous.
Be like, oh my God, I have no energy.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, weight gain. We always seem to talk about weight loss in the industry. Everyone's always, you know, how do I lose the weight? How do I lose the fat? I don't like saying weight loss. I like saying fat loss, because you're trying to maintain as much muscle and bone density as possible,
exactly.
and just maintain the fat. I mean, burn the fat. But weight gain is not talked about as much, but there's quite a number of people who are struggling with it. You are.
Yeah.
I initially was. And it's kind of the same in terms of, one, the consistency, but you do have to find a program and a type of workout that works for you and that you also enjoy doing.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck doing something that you kind of resent and end up hate and end up resenting, and you're just like, you know, falling off because of that. But I'd say bodybuilding works very well. It worked very well for me because it's all about hypertrophy. It's all about building as much muscle as possible all round. Yeah, and with this comes very progressive lifting. So it's like you're on 8 week programs, then like taking a bit of a break, and then another 8 week program, a bit of a break, then a 12 week program, a bit of a break. And it can be the same 8 week program you're repeating all year round. Every 3 months you take a month to just kind of do your own thing, then jump back on it, then you know, kind of thing. But I'd say progressive lifting for bodybuilding would work best for most people when it comes to weight gain, because it has to be measured and it's easy to measure. So if, like, let's say, for example, this week, this is how I structure my programs. We do a test week.
Okay.
So this week one, we're just kind of testing where you are in terms of your mobility, your form, and how much you can lift with your compound movements. So compound movements being your squats, your deadlifts, the big movements that basically are a must, I think, for everyone. If you're trying to especially gain weight, build strength. That's squats, deadlifts, bench press, overhead press. So we kind of measure that. So let's say week one, you're at 20 kgs with each of these movements. Then now what we do is over the next 8 weeks, we calculate the percentages. So we say, okay, week one, we're going to work at a percentage, let's say 50%.
Okay. Of,
that's your now one rep max on week one. So we start at week one. So that's 50% of all those lifts for maybe four sets of a certain number of reps. Then week two, we say, okay, now we're going to go to 55% for your compound movements. By week eight, we are at 95%. But now the amount of reps has moved from 8 reps and you're only doing 2 reps of each movement. So this is what we call progressive loading. So we're slowly increasing the amount of load you're keeping and you're lifting as we reduce the reps. It's kind of the science, a science of reducing and increasing, of balancing out. And a bit of it comes with this learning each individual and how they're lifting.
Exactly.
And also a bit of experience from just training a number of hundreds of clients and seeing how things usually work with the body and also myself. So there's progressive lifting, but also there's the nutrition aspect of things. With the weight gain, you kind of have to eat quite a lot. Yeah, you have to eat in a surplus.
Yeah.
I tell guys, like, for each meal, if you're not tracking, like, manually, each meal, you kind of have to feel like you can't eat anymore. Like, you're not satisfied, you're full, like you're full with every single meal, like your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, and your snacks every day for months. Yeah. Some people think it's easy because they'll eat one big meal and like, yeah, I eat a lot. I'm like, yeah. Have you eaten 4 big meals today though? You know? And I'm like, if you haven't eaten 4 big meals, then you're not eating enough. Yeah. You're not like going to the bathroom like twice a day at least for a long call, you're not eating enough yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like you need to eat more than you're burning. And if you're already an active person with already a high metabolism, then you need to eat even more than someone else who naturally adds weight easier. For us who don't add weight easy, we just have to eat a lot more than someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after some time, after a number of years, and you start to gain the weight, and you gain the weight, and you gain the muscle, then it's easier to kind of maintain. You don't need to eat as much because you're not trying to bulk anymore. Now you're just trying to maintain and focus on your fitness.
I hope that time for me comes soon and I can maintain.
It will come. I think it will come. Just kind of have to just stick to it. It's tiring.
Yeah, but the thing is that I travel so much and then I can't keep up with my food or working out. So last year, I gained like 3 kilos in 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I traveled for a month and a half and it all went back. My clothes were loose on me again, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, but I still insist, like, during the travel period, like, I think you can you
just still shove your mouth with food.
You still can, especially if you're in a hotel, it's even easier.
That's true.
It's even
just
easier.
Just order food.
Yeah, I mean, the food's already there. Breakfast buffet, you should have at least 3 plates.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I have to work on my appetite, I think. My stomach is really small.
Yeah, and you see, the stomach is a muscle, so you can train it to eat bigger and bigger, to eat bigger and bigger meals. So it's like you're just increasing. So this week you're eating 2 pancakes. Next week you're eating 3 pancakes. The next week you're eating 4 pancakes. So you're literally training your muscle, your stomach muscle, to just grow bigger and bigger and hold more food. It's tiring. So people think weight gain is easy, but it's not easy, guys. Yeah. And you're testament to that. I'm testament to that.
Yeah.
The same way, I don't think anything is easy. Weight gain, weight loss. Well, we would say weight loss is easy. Yeah, fat loss is easy because it's easy for us. But it does take work, and you have to do it properly. You also don't want to gain just weight. You want to gain fat only, and you'll do that if you're just eating.
Yeah.
You want to build good muscle, good shape, good strength. Feel good structure, feel good about yourself. Same way, you don't want to just cut and lose weight just by eating only, because you also do want to still build muscle, because at the end of the day, the more muscle you have, the better it is for your joint health, for your overall health, especially as we age, for longevity purposes.
Yeah, and I've noticed that with people that are struggling with fat loss, that they don't understand the importance of doing lifting weights to gain that muscle while they're losing the fat.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, you know better that if you just do cardio and lose the fat, you're also weakening your muscles. And it's going to impact you not right now as much, but in the future as you age, because your muscles will start to disintegrate.
Yeah.
So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the older we get, the harder it is. It starts to get to build muscle because our testosterone levels are getting lower, both as men and as women. And it just gets harder to build the muscle. And we need this muscle and good bone density if you're trying to remain stronger, to remain upright with our posture, to get good bone density. And all these things, as we grow, I know.
Right? Yeah, I'm like sitting up straight.
Yeah. And the older we're getting, the more these things are this getting worse and worse, or basically atrophying. Your muscle is atrophying at a higher rate.
Like shrinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the more muscle you have early on, the better off you are, because let's say no muscle. So by the time we're at this age, you're already here, and now I'm here where you were when you were at a certain age. Mm. So basically you're able to keep up, you're able to stay stronger, be more mobile at an older age. So there's two things they talk about. There's your lifespan and there's your health span. Yes, you want, not maybe everyone, but you want a long lifespan.
Yeah.
But you don't want a long life with issues all through. You want a good health span.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this long life, you want to be as healthy as possible for as long as possible. So that's what we're trying to do with this whole longevity thing. So stay as strong as possible, as mobile as possible. So it's not just building muscle, but stretching too. That's where yoga comes in, and just deep stretching and meditation for your mind, and reading to keep your mind active and sharp.
Yeah, so like work on, or what do you call, like build all different aspects of your mind and body to live longer health span,
to have a better health span.
Okay, that's cool. So you know, like moms after giving birth are working on losing their baby weight and getting back in shape again, right? Like it's, and moms are pressured a lot to do that, and I really don't like that. But it's important for a woman in general to like get her body integrated again after going through like a major process like giving birth. Again, like the misconception of fat loss and cardio is a lot when it comes to that, because then I feel like for a long time it was that, because moms would just go and like go stand on a treadmill or go for like a intense cardio. But I believe that bodybuilding is so important, like weightlifting rather than bodybuilding is so much more important to go back into that shape, I feel like. Because, again, when you're lifting weight, you're losing fat. but also building that muscle back, like the strength in your core back, in your legs back, in your arms again, and you need the strength in your arms because you're carrying the baby, right?
Yeah.
So do you specialize or do you have, or do you suggest anything for postpartum moms?
Yeah, well, first I'd say moms are superheroes.
Yes.
You guys deserve so much more credit than you get. I didn't feel like I saw this until, well, I had my own children. And to see what my wife went through with the firstborn and then the secondborn, and I was like, I don't see how I would do this, to be honest. Yeah, so you deserve a lot more credit and a lot more support from whether it's employment, whether it's...
Doing the house chores.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Should even talk about how much leave that you guys get. The maternity leave should be a lot longer than it is. Should be at least 6 months.
A year, I would say a year.
A year. Like, minimum should be 6 months, but a year is ideal.
Yeah.
Dads too, though, because it's stressful on everyone.
Yeah. But there is a new thing about paternity leave starting off. Like, some countries in the world, but not in Kenya.
Yeah, it needs to come.
Yeah, it needs to come, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about muscle growth and if I'm supporting anything. Yeah, so most of my programs and most of my clients are actually ladies between ages 25 to about 40. And that's where I kind of specialize in, just basically whether they're moms or not moms, just getting them back to or living busy lifestyles, busy at work, high stress situations, just getting them back to feeling good about themselves, living a healthy lifestyle, and just getting strong. So I do provide first coaching in the gym. Yes, I'm a CrossFit coach, but I kind of customize my programs to fit my audience and my client base. I've removed very technical movements. Like, we don't do too much technical stuff because because I know no one there wants to compete in a CrossFit competition, first of all. You guys are just trying to live a healthy lifestyle, maintain and manage stress. So I kind of design my workouts around that. And I also have online programs. Like, I have a 12-week postpartum program, which I actually shot with my wife. So she's like the model, the muse. She's demonstrating all the movements in the ebook. It's a 12-week ebook and it's very low impact, no weights at all. You can do it at home or anywhere on holiday. And it's basically about just trying to get back to at least feeling somewhat good and somewhat like yourself. It's not like you're going to build all the muscle in the world with this program, but you're going to, it's basically a first step into getting back into working out, just building a strong core again, building some basic mobility, some basic strength in your body in general.
That's really cool. I think, where were you when I needed that?
It's good to be now. Well,
But I'll come to you when we're done here to see what we can do.
Yeah, bodybuilding.
Yeah, I really need bodybuilding. Yeah. But anyway, back to this. I'm intrigued to know that how did your physical health impact your mental health?
Good question. I would say it's a part of discipline. It's a part of where, for you to get these physical benefits, you have to just commit to basically biting the frog every morning, to doing this hard thing every morning. So it's like, what's this hard thing you can do every morning that kind of sets your mindset to know that you can achieve whatever it is outside the gym? So every set, every rep, it takes discipline, just being there for that, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, to be able to stay focused on this one task of every set, every rep. That's all you're thinking about. What's next? What's next? You're not thinking about the end of the workout. You're thinking about the next set and the next rep. And it's kind of the same in life. You know, there's so much you have to think about, so much you have to do, but you realize, okay, thinking and about everything that I have to do doesn't really solve what needs to be done right now. So what needs to be done right now? Okay, I need to go for a walk. Okay, I need to have this discussion with this person. We need to sort this thing out. I need to take the dog for a walk right now. I need to save this right now. I need to write this down right now. So it's like just step by step at a time. It kind of just helps with your mentality and your psyche at the end of the day. Just having been able to break it down to the now and kind of blocking out the rest in that sense. And I think that kind of helps with your mental health.
Yeah, I love that. What I hear is that being present in the moment is what keeps you going.
Yeah.
And that comes from the mental strength that you have built as a result of the physical strength.
Yeah. And also knowing that if you trust the process, then the results are coming. Because you won't get
immediate results
from the gym.
Yeah.
Same way you're not getting immediate results from investing, whether it's in your finances or a relationship or your education. So it's just trusting that if you follow this process, that it will turn out good in the end.
Yeah.
Then that's, I think, how we can relate the two.
Yeah, it's like fighting the need for instant gratification and that dopamine hit, like the result immediately. And I feel like that also builds that mental resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, okay, you're not chasing that dopamine hit. You're playing the long game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that actually. How do you instill these into your kids now? Or like, how does your wellness journey or your work in the wellness field impact your kids?
All right, so with everything, I think, you know, kids just mostly learn from imitation. No matter how much you say something, yes, they'll hear it, but they'll do what you're doing.
Like I always say, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, exactly that. So they see us working out, they know that working out and taking walks and eating in a certain way and just behaving in a certain way is part of what's supposed to be done.
Mm.
So that becomes the norm in life for them. So it's like, okay, we know mom and dad go to the gym. If they're out in the gym, they're in the house stretching and they're joining in, they're stretching. Or if they go to the gym, they want to go to the gym with us. I take them to the gym as much as I can on the days I can. I'm more flexible. Or if we're at home, they join into the workouts or we go on the walk. So it becomes part of our lifestyle for them and ingrained, and it's a blueprint in their DNA, you know, imprinted in them. So again, it's all about just what you do, they will do inevitably. If you're gaming, they'll game. If you're reading, they're reading. So it's directly impactful to their lives.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Responsible pet ownership. I want to know more about that.
Yeah. Responsible pet ownership is, I have a dog. I have a Rottweiler and he's my son. Yeah, I have two girls. So I think he's my son. He's three. He's exactly actually 3 months older than my second daughter. He was born in July. She was born in November of the same year. So it's just comes from just a passion and a love for dogs, especially for pets in general. I initially, when I was younger, wanted to have a pet grooming facility with boarding and all that. That was like my initial dream. So I used to volunteer at KSPCA and anywhere I could that had dogs, because we could have dogs at that time. Then we got dogs when I was a bit older.
Yeah.
But just to see what dogs need, and after learning over the years how they need certain things for them to live a fulfilling life, and seeing how mostly dogs are treated, not just here, but around the world, but here a lot. I want to educate people just about responsible pet ownership. You know, they have needs too. You know, we grew up in the era of lock the dog the whole day and then leave him out at night. Yeah. Actually, that's how he'll become Kali. And that's totally wrong. It just becomes unsocialized and fearful and reactive.
Aggressive as well.
Exactly. It's messed up, you know. So just teaching guys that that's not how it's supposed to be done. This is how it's supposed to be done. And it's fulfilling for everyone at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about that.
Yeah, I love that. So do you think, okay, I got pets because I felt like they're really good for my mental well-being.
Yeah.
And just having that love and that attention around you makes you feel good about yourself. Mm. And pet therapy is actually recommended to people that are dealing with anxiety, depression, and also in institutes where there's like disabled people that there's pet therapy and stuff. So do you think that helped you in like your mental well-being in some way?
It's helped me with my consistency, at least with like my walking. Mm. And so that gives me time to read. So to listen to audiobooks. I struggle reading, but I love audiobooks, and I go through like an audiobook every month or two every month. And my walks are what helped me get that. So it's helped me stay consistent in that sense, at least like keep my mind active in that sense, because he has to walk every day. He has to go out every day. So at least I'm getting some morning sun and I'm getting some evening sun every single day because of him. And that's good also for your circadian rhythm.
Yes. Cortisol levels.
You know. Yeah.
So. And for your kids.
Yeah. And my daughter always comes on our walks too. Yeah. So it's good for the whole family.
Yeah, it is. Like, I feel like they bring so much joy to you. Like, they want to play. They whenever you arrive home, they will like jump on you. Yeah. And like, it just makes you feel so loved.
And also living in the moment.
Of course.
Animals live in the moment.
That's true.
Unless it's like years and years of, you know, torture to this animal, they literally live in the moment. It's what's happening now, what your energy is now. They don't think about what happened 10 minutes ago. It's what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yes, you can condition them, but they are now. So it helps you live in the now too.
Yeah, that's such a good lesson they teach us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great conversation. Thank you.
Yes, it was.
But before we finish, we're going to do like a little rapid fire round to add a little fun element and get to know you a little better.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions and you have to answer as many as you can in these 2 minutes.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's the best advice you've ever received or heard?
I've received a lot of good advice. Top of mind is do hard things now for an easy life later.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your go-to stress relief activity?
Oh, man. I'll name a few. Walking the dog, going for my walks, going to the gym, playing football, playing video games, and just bumming with the family, like chilling, doing nothing. Yeah.
What's your favorite bodybuilding exercise?
Deadlifts.
And what's your like least favorite?
Anything overhead snatches, handstand push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your morning routine essential?
Morning routine, like face, like in general?
In general, like one thing you can't do without.
No, I can't seem to do without a cold shower and water.
Oh, nice.
A glass of water.
And what's your one non-negotiable like wellness habit daily?
Physical activity. Whether it's a walk, a stretch, a workout, it has to happen.
And what's your life mantra?
My life mantra?
Yeah, like your life motto.
Oh, man. Just do the best you can, be the best you can at the moment, and treat everyone like you'd like them to treat you.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are you a morning person or a night person?
Morning.
Would you like a night away from home or like a staycation?
Staycation.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Cardio or strength? Quickly, one last one.
Strength.
Okay. Thank you. Two minutes are over.
Awesome.
That was great. Thank you. I loved your advice. It was so do the hard thing now so that you can get the fruits of it later.
Yeah.
Really nice. Thank you so much.
Hard life now for an easy life later.
So one last question. Yeah. What is something that you can leave our audience with after they've heard all this information on bodybuilding, strength, etc.?
I would say this is, there's all this information out there. There's all this seminars, advice you can listen to, but at the end of the day, you have to do it. For it to make a change, for it to be effective, you actually have to put yourself out there, blinders on, not really care about what other people are saying or doing, and do what's good for you. But it has to be done.
Mm.
Yeah, listening and reading are not enough. You have to do.
Take the action.
Yeah, you have to take action.
Yes.
You have to take action.
Thank you so much. That's great advice.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And we have a little present for you.
This is pretty.
For being here and sharing all your knowledge with us.
Yeah, oh, it's customized. Wellness deconstructed. That's cool.
Thanks. Special shout out to our gift hamper partners, the Natural Moms Company, Lelu Botanics, and Alchemy and Frequency. Thank you for watching another episode with me. I hope you really enjoyed listening to Shiv. And if you are in my self-care club, which is a membership community for moms, then Shiv is going to be on there answering all your questions soon. And if you want more details on it, find it in the description below. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share with your friends if you really enjoyed this episode. And until next time, keep prioritizing your well-being.